Welcome to Tech Webcast, Australia's leading technology show. Download our iPhone app, www.techwebcast.info.
Welcome to episode 101 of the Tech Webcast podcast. Today's hosts are Brad and Jason. Unfortunately, Dylan couldn't make it. And we've got some really cool stuff to chat about. Over to you, Brad.
We have, mate. We indeed. Take two. And Skype just fucked up just before, so we had to redo it again. talking about Foxtel on the Xbox 360. Got that the other day, which is pretty cool. The channels on there are really cool. Love the channels. Favorite channel on there would have to be Fuel TV, MTV, Channel V, Comedy, Channel V, UK TV, pretty cool channels. Fox 8. You can get some of the channels on there. You can get probably, I don't know, there's a lot on there, but just basic sort of ones you'd on normal Foxtel, really.
Was it hard to set up?
No, very easy. You just sign up on the website, pick a username and password to log into, and you're good to go.
Then you log in on your Xbox.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep. And I've actually got MTV running in the background as we speak over Skype, and it's not taking up much bandwidth.
That's good.
And you can actually set the settings on the quality of the picture on onto low, medium, or high.
Does it use up much of your quota?
No, it doesn't actually. No, it doesn't. I had it on the other day for a long time. It didn't take up much at all.
Oh, that's good news.
So I get 240 a month, so that's a lot.
Yeah, take you a while to use that up.
Yep, for sure.
240 gigs.
For sure,
mate. 100 gigs, and I only get 30 during peak, and I hardly use that up. I think I've used up about 5 gigs for this month. It's not far off changing back over again in a couple of weeks.
Oh, okay. Also, I just want to mention Xbox 360 app, which the other day cost me $2.49. It's called 360 Live. You can log in, send messages, receive messages, look on what your friends are doing on there.
Your achievements.
Achievements, yep. And that sort of good stuff. So I recommend that application if you've got an Xbox Live account and that sort of thing.
And for the iPhone and iPod Touch.
Yep. And also there's one for the iPad as well.
Cool. Nothing for the Androids?
No. Actually, there is. Actually, that's Bob got that the other day on his phone. We actually put that on the Tech Luster podcast. And so actually talking about that.
Cross promote. Go check out the Tech Luster podcast, guys.
Yeah, for sure. Check it out. And episode 3 is out. Techluster.com. New sites up and running, and that sort of good stuff.
And don't forget to download the Tech Webcast app for your iPhone.
Yes, indeed. That's free as well.
Yeah.
All right. So, what else has been going on? Warlock in the news.
Not a lot been going on this week. I mean, I bought an iPod Shuffle, but there's not much to talk about that. It's a tiny little thing, and can't do an unboxing. You just take it out. I mean, I went to eBay to check out small, cheap-priced MP3 players because I want to get into doing some running to get some exercise and use some of the Buddha flab that I've got here, the big fat tummy. So I checked through lots of eBay, and after having a look on there, by the time you find something decent that's got a good size, something that you think you might trust for a quality product, you might as well get an iPod Shuffle anyway. I mean, it's $68 for 2 gigs.
Yeah.
I'm doing the what's called the Couch to 5K exercise. If you go to couchto5k.com, you can see how to do it there. They start you off doing rather easy jogging and stuff like that, and then eventually that you work your way up to doing a 5K run every day over a period of 10 weeks. They and what you can do is there's a couple of podcasts you can subscribe to and download. So I've subscribed to one of them and downloaded week one. So when I go out for a jog, I just clip the iPod Shuffle on my shirt and go for a jog. It's called Podcast for Running, and they've got all the different weeks. And while you're out for a jog, it says, okay, now it's time for you to do some brisk walking. And so it plays music for a couple of minutes for that, and then it'll change it to a run, and it'll say time for you to run, and it'll play faster music for you to run faster. So it gets you right into it. A lot of people use it for losing weight and turn you from a couch potato into a runner. The podcast I'm using is called Robert Olray's C25K Podcast. Rob has recorded 9 podcasts to accompany you on your run, some great music, plus Robert will tell you when to walk, when to run. It's a must-have. There's podcasts and MP3 versions to download and try out.
Cool, man.
And you can also get some apps. There's apps that are written Couch to 5K so that you can play your own music. And once you start up the app, you choose your playlist and then hit go, and you'll get audio cues as to when to walk and when to run, but it'll play your own music. But those are pay-for versions, whereas if you subscribe to the podcast, it's free, so I'm just going with the podcast for now. Cool. There's another one mixed by DJ Beatsmith.
Okay.
He plays a lot of techno-type trance music and stuff like that for you to jog to, which is really, really good music, but he has absolutely no verbal cues, which I like to have. It does go ding when it's time to change your pace, but I just like the Robert Olray's one where he tells you to do it. I was doing it about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago. I started up and was going quite well, and then I moved to Sydney and just got right out of it. So it's time for me to get back in and lose the flavour for the summer.
That's good, mate. Good on you.
Yeah.
Good on you. And what else? Any other stuff's been going on? Any new stuff that's coming along? Any new text gadgets or anything like that?
There's this thing called TiVo that just dropped their price to $100, which I'm not very happy about because I only just bought one about 3 weeks ago. Mine, they were $699 just for the box. I went to Meijer, who had a sale on, mid-year sale, well, a nearly end-of-year sale at this rate, and they had it for $589, and I said, oh, how much is the Wi-Fi adapter to go with that? And he was like, oh, I'll just chuck it in, don't worry about that. So I got that for free instead of about $50, so I was happy for $589, but now for $499, you get the box and the Wi-Fi adapter thrown in with it as well. So
yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, much better price, but extra $100 off from what I had. But, you know, I'm happy. It's the best thing I've got. Eventually, I'll probably get the Xbox 360 with Kinect once my daughter arrives to stay with me.
Yep.
So I'll be able to box Foxtel on there if I want to and also play a lot of games. So should be a lot of fun.
Cool, mate. Sounds fun.
I had a Wii, but I sold it to a friend of mine because I just ran out of use for it.
Yeah, Wii sucks anyway. I wouldn't use it. What else has been happening? Any news you want to speak about?
Yeah, we got some news. Let's get into that right away.
Okay, let's go ahead.
Facebook is set to launch its latest Google taunting product on Monday, the long-anticipated Facebook email system. The launch of an @facebook.com email is not itself a great surprise. The existence of a secret project officially known as Project Titan and unofficially as Gmail Killer has been circulating since February. But tech industry analysts believe that a Facebook email system coupled to its popular photo and events programs could become a comprehensive competitor to Gmail. If, as anticipated, Mark Zuckerberg's firm launches a Facebook search engine that prioritizes results around the known preferences of a user's circle of friends, then the commercial potential of social networking would be greatly extended. Google has more than 2/3 of the search market, and there is little doubt it is taking seriously the threat of Facebook, which has more than 500 million members but lacks business-oriented revenue-generating services. Do you think you would sign up for bradoz@facebook.com email address?
Maybe, I don't know, it depends. I've already got a lot of emails already addressed already.
If it just came with my account that I've already got, I might just go, yeah, well, you can email me there if you want to. I mean, I'm on Facebook just about every day anyway.
Yeah, same.
On my iPhone, but I'm not really going to use it as, I mean, I've got 3 or 4 different domains as it is.
Yeah,
lots of email addresses there plus a Gmail account, so I don't really need any more. If I want, I can just set up my own.
Yeah, I agree.
Emails hosted on Google Apps anyway.
Yeah, same. I use Gmail as well, so I don't really need another email address.
It's only been on shelves for a short while, but already one of the most intriguing secrets of Call of Duty Black Ops has been unearthed with the discovery of several retro minigames. Fans have been distracted from the game proper by Dead Ops Arcade, or DOA, like Dead on Arrival. A twin-stick retro shooter hidden within the game's menus, and a COD-themed version of the classic text game Zork. If you played the computers years ago, you would know about Zork 1, 2, 3, Zork 0, and all the different Zorks. It was quite popular IGN reported Dead Ops Arcade is accessed from the start menu. Players must first break out of a chair that they're strapped in and find a computer in the same room running DOS, and simply input CD and then DOA into the in-game keyboard of the computer. With that done, Dead Ops Arcade is unlocked, presenting a top-down shooter in the vein of Smash TV that puts the game's Cold War assets through a retro filter. Completing the Zork game gives players an Eaten by a Gru achievement. And people who've played Zork would know that if you go into a dark area without a torch, you'll get eaten by a Gru.
Well,
managed email provider Message Labs has blamed a security breach on one of its customers' network for a bout of spam detected from its IP address range. The incident saw the vendor, which incidentally is paid to protect customers from inbound spam, included in the block list by other spam anti-spam services. As detailed exclusively in IT News, Message Labs customers found that some of their outbound mail bounced last week after service provider's IP address was included in the SORB's anti-spam block list. Okay, people, stop subscribing to SORBs. I mean, it was good in this case, but really, we don't want it anymore. Message Labs has since investigated the incident and concluded that its addresses were blocked due to a security incident affecting one of its customers. From time to time, said Message Labs engineer Paul Woods, one of the company's 30,000 clients, will send mail that is considered to be spam by us or one of the blocked list providers. In the instance, it appears that a customer's webmail service had been compromised by a spammer and used to send spam emails, he said. Woods said that the Message Lab system can detect an abnormal number of mails being sent from a client account and delay the customer's ability to send email. But in this case, the process has kicked in after a small number of spam emails were sent, which resulted in one of our IP addresses being listed on the SORB's block list for a short period. Alrighty, you've heard about Skyfire. Are you going to try it out, Brad?
Is that the iPhone? Is that a browser?
It's the browser that lets you look at Flash converted to HTML5 on the iPhone.
Yeah, I've actually seen a video. I probably won't use it. I don't really use Flash on the phone. If I want to use Flash, I'll use the computer.
Yeah.
Doesn't really worry me.
Well, the Flash workaround tool for iPhones, iPods, and iPads launched by US firm Skyfire last Thursday has pulled in over 300,000 downloads, according to the company. The app, which costs US $2.99 and is currently only available in the US, would have netted the company around US $900,000. However, as tech news site TechCrunch pointed out, it also would have delivered Apple a 30% share of sales, or around $270,000. Sales may have been even higher had the company not been forced to restrict downloads. The application, which relies on Skyfire's internal servers to render Flash format video into Apple-approved HTML5, was taken offline just 5 hours after it went on sale, with the company reporting its servers were over capacity. Well, it sucks to be popular, hey? Last Friday, Skyfire changed tack, following the steps taken by a similarly popular Flipboard app for the iPad by allowing new customers in batches. Skyfire's Apple-rooted revenues have so far just the tip of the iceberg for the company. Jeff Gluck, chief executive of Skyfire, said it would announce additional country support shortly. While the app promises to bridge the Flash vacuum for Apple mobile users, it has some limitations. For example, US streaming service Hulu has reportedly blocked the ad from rendering its videos, which is totally irrelevant to Australians as we can't watch Hulu anyway, right?
Exactly.
And I think it would be interesting to check out, but for some reason, they like to region lock things. This is the internet, people. It's worldwide. It's not the US internet. It's the World Wide Web, right?
Yep, exactly right.
And call it the US Web. World Wide Web.
That's it.
Or Web US would be worse, and I don't think that would sound good.
No, it wouldn't.
All right. As you've been able to see up till now, the topic of Microsoft's Kinect for Xbox 360 motion controller has been hacked only after a few days of official market release. It's been a pretty hot one, not necessarily for its current practical applications, but mostly due to the fact that it opens up a whole new world filled with exciting possibilities. And now it would seem things are going to get even hotter, at least for certain specific category of users, since the open source driver called libfreenect and developed by Hector Martin has also been ported to the Mac OS operating system by an intrepid fellow called Theo Watson. Mr. Watson has posted a quick video describing his exploits with Microsoft's motion controller and actually showing the Kinect working fairly okay when connected to the MacBook portable computing system. Of course, the level of functionality is not perfect, with some flickering going on due to some problems with the transfer rate caused by a certain incompatibility between the USB port on the Mac and the driver. Nothing Mr. Watson can't handle, though. In terms of usability, we can't say there's anything particularly special or spectacular about this port. The multi-touch hack they've talked about earlier is a lot more impressive. In fact, as much as the case of Windows and Linux hacks, we're talking mostly about proof of concept here, somebody that wanted to show it can be done. Of course, only time will tell what possible applications the Kinect, locked or hacked, might have in the real world, even when paired with Apple computers. We certainly hope we'll be able to get a lot more on this topic as soon as possible. I think that would be pretty cool. Hook up the Kinect to my laptop and I can wave around in front of it with some gestures and change pages, refresh, go backwards, start up applications, that sort of thing. Might be pretty neat.
Yeah, I think that would be pretty cool too. And also the Kinect, that would work on the Foxtel as well. You can actually use that instead of the control as well. That would be pretty cool too.
That'd be neat, yeah.
Yeah.
Control all the interfaces with your Kinect. That's what it's there for, people.
I might have to invest in one of them, actually.
Yeah, and Microsoft, don't try and lock down the Kinect product. Just let people do what they want to do. You're going to sell a ton of Kinects from that anyway, so let the people have their fun, and they'll love Microsoft for the first time in their life.
For sure, mate, for sure. For sure.
That ends the news for today.
Great news, Warlock, as always, mate. And what else is going to be happening next in the news? Any other stuff you want to talk about?
Really? We're waiting for iOS 4.2. Where is it, Apple?
Where is
apparently
it?
iTunes 10.1 has just been released. Have you seen that?
Yes, I have. I've downloaded it this morning.
Yeah.
A question about that, actually. How
and you're Twittering.
What's that?
You're Twittering from your ping.
Am I?
You said you were and you wanted to block it or something.
Yeah, how do I... This is the problem. someone actually told me how to do it, but I can't find settings in it. There's no settings in it.
Okay. I don't want to Twitter what my ping does.
No.
I don't even use the ping anyway. So.
I don't. Yeah, I just wanted to get rid of it. I don't really like it because the only way you're going to Twitter if you click like or something and then it shows up or something.
Mm.
Something like
or
that.
Or if you buy something, it'll probably say Brad just bought another Eminem song. Oh my god! That's hilarious.
No, I won't be using that because it annoys people and that's spammy. I'm not really into that.
Yeah, I get enough people whinging when I use Get Glue or. When I'm playing Fruit Ninja.
Oh, really?
A game, and it posts, Jason got this score, and they have a bit of whinge, but people on Twitter like to whinge. That's what the internet's for.
Exactly right.
Whinging and trolling and annoying people.
Yeah. Well, I use Get Glue. I've had nothing, no sort of replies back saying to stop.
Actually, on Facebook, people don't seem to mind it too much. They always comment on the shows like, oh yeah, I'm watching that show too. Or for people who don't know, you can sign up at getglue.com, I think it is, and download the app for your iPhone, and then when you're watching a TV show, movie, listening to music or reading a book, you can post what you're doing to the Get Glue application on your iPhone, and it'll put it on Twitter and or Facebook. And then your friends can say, hey, that's pretty cool. I'm watching the same movie as you. Isn't that awesome? And I can't wait till blah-de-blah happens or whatever.
Yeah, for
very
sure, for sure.
Exciting social networking about what you're interested in.
Yep. Speaking of TV, I just want to mention two things. First thing I want to mention, I was actually watching a movie last night called The Perfect Getaway. Have you seen that?
Oh, I saw you had posted about that, but no, I haven't
that
seen
movie
it.
Is crazy. Crazy.
Crazy
I went,
awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's very... I don't know, it's hard to explain, but you have to watch it and see what happens, but I won't give it away too much, but it's really good, really good movie. Interesting.
Cool. I'd also like to say that I've just got here in my hand, if anybody has an old Handspring Visor Prism Palm device and they would like an MP3 player for it, just let me know. I've got one I bought a few years ago and I don't have a device anymore, so if you can use it, go for it. You can put in an SD card with MP3s on it and play music via your Handspring Visor Prism device. Or I think it'd probably work on some of the other Handspring devices as well.
Sick, man. And also, send
contact
the social...
Brad, webcast, techwebcast at gmail.com.
That's it, yeah, email me that one. Also, seen the social networking movie the other day, or last week or so.
What do you reckon?
I love it. Great movie.
Worth a look?
Yep.
When's it come out in 3D?
I don't know. When it comes out on DVD, I'm actually going to buy that movie because that's really good movie.
Oh, that's good.
Well, put it this way. When I came out of the movie, it made me want to make my own Facebook movie. That's how good it was. No, it's
not your own Facebook, but your own Facebook movie.
Yeah, a website, actually.
Website. Oh, yeah. Okay. Join Diaspora.
Yeah. No, it was a good movie.
I actually got a... Diaspora's got a... coding meeting on, I think it was this weekend, where people can write applications and update information and expand Diaspora.
Oh, okay.
Which is the open source version of a social networking thing like Facebook, where you're going to be able to import, export all your photos, do what you want with them, set your own privacy levels so that your boss at work doesn't see the photos of when you chucked the sickie and went to your mate's 21st party and got really drunk. You didn't turn up the next day because you were too sick. He won't see the photos because you said only share it with my friends and not everybody, including my boss.
Okay.
Don't sign up your boss as one of your friends on Facebook, people.
Yeah.
One easy thing there. Don't do it.
Yep.
Too many people are getting fired and told off because they've been signing up on Facebook and adding their boss on there, and then he sees that they call him names or something and they get fired.
Oh, okay.
I don't have any of my workmates, let alone my boss, on my Facebook.
Mm.
They don't know what I'm up to, and that's how I like it.
Yep. Agreed, mate. Agreed. Also, I actually recommend that movie. It's a really good movie, that Facebook movie. It's really good. Interesting cool. movie. And I would see it again.
Well, I might go check it out and see what I think.
Yep.
Of course, a lot of it's fake.
It is.
Made up for the lot of fiction made up to look really cool. But if you just want to see a really good movie, it's still worthwhile going.
For sure. All right, well, this has been episode 101. Can't believe we're past episode 100.
Yeah, on to 200.
200. Can't believe it. And also, maybe sometime in December, we'll probably end the podcast till next year, probably around about, I don't know, maybe the, what date, I was thinking about today, probably around about December the, maybe December the 17th, or actually 18th, we'll probably make it the last episode.
Sounds good.
Episode.
I'll be away for a while anyway.
Yep. So we'll have a bit of a break and then come back next year fresh and ready. And I'm not sure what you want to do next year, Warlock, but we'll talk about that.
Yeah, we'll have a chat about it.
Next coming episodes. Next week, we're going to have Dylan on as always again. Jason won't be on. He's going away somewhere.
And you might have TechAU.
TechAU, yep, hopefully.
Cool.
And,
look forward to that one.
Now, where can they find you on the internet, mate?
Find me at twitter.com/Warlock, WAULOK. If you want to have a look at my iPhone apps, bluebilby.com. We got one approved and one rejected.
Failed.
But that's the way it is with Apple. You never know what's going to happen. You can have a look at screenshots of the one that was rejected, or you can download the Tech Webcast app.
Yep.
And hopefully I'll be getting into making some games in the future. We'll see what happens then.
Wicked. And also, you can find me on Twitter, Brad Oz, Tech Luster, Tech Webcast. Techluster.com, techwebcast.info.
Brad's everywhere.
I'm everywhere on the internet now, and Bob's got me into this webcast, this podcast now, which I can't back out of because we put a lot of money into it.
Well, sweet. Actually,
not really, but we bought web hosting and stuff, and
awesome.
We need to keep going. And
good work.
We'll do, mate. We'll do. We may even get you on the show as well to talk about Blue Bilby.
Sweet.
When you got some time. All right, it's been episode 101. Thanks for being on, Jason.
You're welcome.
See you next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Tech Webcast. Streamed from our brains to our mouths, to your ears, to your brain. It's like our brains are holding hands. Brain hands. That doesn't really make sense, but Tech Webcast does. Tech stuff, gadgets, games. Come and wander around geek heaven with us. Tech Webcast, here, now, holding brain hands.